Thank you. Abgeordnete Thorstens, die Sonderrede Finanzen, Bericht, als Leser unserer ähnlichsten Stiftung, bevor die Jüngste Saarlands auf der bayerischen Regierung des Gebrauchens nennen. Das kommt jetzt auf Not Marsch für
Thank you.
aside to the utmost extreme, because at the moment, over the next 2 years, 9% of our entire budget should come from the national departments. It should, for some other odd reason, things already are with the national level. And I think that risk will immediately still to higher level. And if I actually has indicated, we have got current regulations that are built into our system. And I think what I'm putting to the as well is that, you know, once again, when we deal with you as part of the PC infectiosis, we flag as well to the social treasury that, you know, this is a service that the department gets to get. When it comes to the political policy, it doesn't even tell our service. I hope that they really do reconfigure and they properly look at that.
Thank you. and also in the UK. Thank you. Jesu konnte, weil in der vorderen Rede now also not in the contemplative part. And that to that it was only an administration era basically that the old conflict is still in place, but in the meanwhile comes required to be a new conflict. That is what the era can be. But like I said, there was no financial loss, it basically in from outside administrator, and the houses was fully built, 100%, according to specification at the end of the day, and the what we can say there was no nullified action from any person within the department. No collusion, no corruption, that is in the
Thank you.
on the monthly basis, would actually suggest to us reconciliations. We actually indicate that we have accounted that the money was spent for the intended purpose, and that is not anything else but the level of local housing. Now they might find that the recon basically leaves their interest, and that the problem that they indicate here it is actually that it exists for a couple of months. Now, we recognize that, because at the end of the day, what we see, the trend, and you say, yes, we can see the trend, so the money was paid to the contractor, and this time we need to check with the contractor. Did you receive? By the end, basically, we couldn't put an end in part. It's just a recognition. So what we do now, in terms of people are responsible to sort out these differences, and they will escalate to the basically financial management, and we will go personally to the municipality. I was two days ago at Wittenberg, basically clearing up differences. And I can say it was pretty clear that last year I was at another municipality where we go and we clear it out. Because at the end of the day, it's a reconverted corresponding communication to us, very clear, that our money is being used for anything else, or the money doesn't actually fraud for nothing, all of that. Because at the end of the day, we are responsible as the enabler spending of that money as a fatality, as the engine indicated for us, must have taken hours. So that is the risk. So very much the answer on this. And but I recognize there's a couple of differences that wasn't sorted out. So I agree with the finding as of state. Then also what the report also mentions just in terms of control, once again due to that, didn't follow up timely. So this is according to the SOP that we should do actually within 5 days. But in all this time, all of those work, we didn't stick to the exact 5 days. Okay, but we didn't follow up that, so I can actually vouch for that. And then basically also that you will find in the space there was no irregular, there was no losses. But basically that the working paper, sometimes we do our description, was not formal. The one that is was not formal, and we need to really check it out. It should be formal. I discussed it with our scriptures going out document, because that is what internal audit was, and what is in the document, it should tell a story. There was an issue that the first senior report that issues or shortcoming was discussed at the highest level, at the MMS, but it's been done. But it's just the way of documenting the report, that is interesting. And then this place, actually, working on the SOP, working on also educating my inspectors, this is what the report wants. And then, my management, and this has linked to internal control. Internal control wasn't done by internal board for quite a couple of years. So it is now the year that they're coming back. Although the work is being done, procedures have been followed, it is just not formally documented. This is what this is all about, actually. But to come to the other issue that we have, we have procurement. Now, procurement, and I think it's a GMG mentioned in the morning portion, since 2014, our department's basic. A transferring agent might transfer the money to the municipality. But now, 45 years ago, we are not implemented, and there's a major shift between being just everyone is forced to basically also that there is a peace. And it's linked to this, that the issue of peace would say one thing, but the difference of it is dear to the issue of peace, due to limited stock. And the cutting corners is no risk of that compliance. We still stay within the good governance framework that we have. Then, but we're busy with that. We're busy looking at our county office system that would actually guide the supply chain and supply chain processes in line with the new local community and national policy and regulation requirements that must be in line. So the legislative doesn't tell shorter routes, but that must stay in line with the policies and regulations. We can't have a policy that just what we do the way you like. It must be challenged by that. So that's the first thing that we have to do. That would fully address these issues. Then we have the issue about the evidence that must be come to this house. Yes, we actually jacked up. We have now also jacked supply chain files. We include a paper that is also covered by internal control, and we look at completeness of files, and we look at the evidence to support all of this. So these issues that we raised here, it is a concern, but what I can say is under control and be addressed. Thank you.
department and ask people, but you don't travel with everybody. They end up in that routine where they act as specific individuals. You don't travel with everyone. You get into jail with a given control. So they can see exactly. Remember, this job is the difference. This one, see, this is how we contract. This one says, this is how I resolve disputes. This one is saying, how do I pay? So you talk about source you don't have, you don't have it. You have it. Part of the contract source. So I'm appealing to you, you will be actually packaging it into one document that everybody will understand. But it's not that you are going to have it. Or it's taking it into the same. Actually, you can go to the office, pick up the box and drop one again. And you see. You pick your app yourself, and you see, here it is. Once it is here, and then somebody will not just pursue somehow, which everybody has in that department. Look, when I have to sign off, I will ask the contractor official, what are the A and B? And sometimes is this contract in terms of that clause? You leave, you send it. And those things are in our repairs. So human services definitely, in terms of construction performance, cannot be compared to Norway. In this province or anywhere else, we have to give the best practice. Other provinces are coming here to come and look at how we are doing. They're even prepared to ask, to come and which is actually getting into us. Go and look at what they do. So we will actually do a single document which will actually show the processes and correct it. In terms of standard operating procedure that will actually be acceptable to the authority team. But it's not that it was not there, it's just consolidating them all into maybe one single project. And we have the accounting of the supply chain management document that actually done how we do supply chain in the department. And it's approved every year, and we have that. But we certainly will do that, and maybe that will be a task that will be done in cooperation with the digital team and testing it.
Thank you.
I just want to find out how much, if anything, to the equipment, then basically the acid register to indicate those certain acid registers. But we identify that it is not there. It's either it is misplaced, or it's stolen, or it's lost. And what we say, those we actually just transfer to them in losses for now. We can't really say when it's a loss. So now we go through this situation. Those computer equipment was actually stolen. The officials need to actually indicate what happened. The case must be reported, and we must actually also refer to the state attorney and identify did the official actually offer to recover, but it might be recovered from the officials. That is one process. And the other hand, when we say investigation, the poor documentation, the support, what where responsibility, how responsibility can be determined, those are outstanding. That's what I'm saying. We're actually just parking it until we can find the bus.
And
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're not so fully
Thank you.
vragen, van de lieve God, myself, Ms. Chris, our gratitude for his esteemed leadership over 6 years, and the 14 over the years, but for the Father of Salaam, the 14, and really to open permission, well, you will see and we have picked up during his answering, he's passionate about this department, and also he's a passionate and loyal public servant, even until the 1st December, I'm quite assured of that. And the man that he's accepted to handle the better through the picture he did it with Mr. Colleague Samson as well, and the learning of strength to strength, and told him what he's with the hand.
Thank you.
thank you very much.